You mentioned already about the presence of the Al-Qaeda members in Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Yes.
Average people in Bosnia and Herzegovina know that a long time ago, just politicians denying presence of the Al-Qaeda, the Muslim leaders lied, you know, they know about that, but they lied to U.S. Is that not enough to change the policy?
Well, see, look, here's the thing, Ivica, I think it's very important for Croatians to understand. The way Washington works, you know, you can have truth on your side. And many peoples and many causes in the 20th century have had truth on their side. And yet, if you don't properly and intelligently and aggressively advocate for your cause and let people know exactly what is happening and inform them and continue to lobby and relentlessly lobby, then Washington is just going to, I mean, look, it is a great power. It has obligations, responsibilities, and interests all over the world. And, I mean, you know, literally living in Washington, the one thing I've learned is I am always amazed at how many lobbyists there are in this city and how many people are tugging at the United States for help, assistance, recognition. So you have to be, especially as a small country and a small people, you have to be extremely aggressive and very militant in getting your cause and your interests and your issues heard here in Washington. And that's why it is important, I believe, for the Croatian American community to have a permanent bureau or desk or office here in Washington and to begin to lobby the way other groups lobby on behalf of their family members or behalf of their ancestral homeland. And I'm not just talking about, obviously Jewish Americans are very prominent, but you have Irish Americans, you have Italian Americans, you have Cuban Americans, you have Polish Americans, you have many other groups that are very vociferous and very aggressive in lobbying and making sure that their issues are heard and that there is a spotlight on issues that matter to them. Croatians have not developed that art yet. Now, it's a mystery. Why? Why are some groups just better at advocating for their cause than others? I have a theory. It's just a theory. My theory is that because Croatia for centuries was under either Italian rule, Hungarian rule, Austrian rule, Turkish rule, or in the 20th century under Serbian rule, that this existence, you know, over centuries of not having one's own state, but of being run by others, has given many Croatians a sense that there's almost something inevitable about the world controlling Croatia's destiny. And Croatians have been so used to serving other peoples and being oppressed by other peoples that literally they don't know how to behave as an independent state. So for them, the arts of lobbying, the arts of getting public and media relations, the arts of diplomacy, this is something very new to many Croatians. And that's why I often find myself advocating things like, you know, well, you got to be in Washington and you got to make your argument over and over and over again. Croatians seem to almost think, well, if I said it once and they don't accept it, well, they're not interested. Well, if everybody else thought like that, nobody would get what they want. The point is, when you're in Washington, you have to push and push and push and push. And when somebody says no, you come back and you come back until you get a yes. So it takes vigilance, it takes expertise, it takes patriotism, it takes energy. And this is something that Croatians have not been able to do literally since 1991. They have not been able to sell the Croatian cause to the world and especially to the United States. Now, the only exception was Tudjman at times, and in particular in 94-95 regarding Operation Storm, which was absolutely brilliant. Through Gojko Šušak, the way he read the situation on the ground in Bosnia, sensed the change in American policy, sensed an opening, and they went in and forged a military alliance that eventually helped to liberate Croatia's territories and also to deliver a decisive defeat to Slobodan Milosevic. But But outside of these few instances, Croatians have not learned the art of lobbying and diplomacy. And in that sense, I hate to say this, but, you know, facts are facts. I think, for example, the Serbs have been much better at that. And you see that here on Capitol Hill. They're much, much bigger presence. They're much louder. They're much shrewder. And so Croatians have to work on that. And until they do that, the West is not going to listen to them. And that's why it's important to target the media, to lobby people here on Capitol Hill, and to have people in Zagreb. That's the most important thing. Stand up and speak on behalf of all Croatians.
Mr. Jeffrey, do you have anything else to say? Do you have any kind of message for our listeners?
The only message I have is just I say hello to everybody, especially to my dear friends in Chicago, CAA. I just want to thank everybody for their support. I can't tell them how much it means to me. You know, when you're here in Washington, you know, taking on Del Ponte, when you're here advocating on behalf of Croatia and on behalf of Croats in Bosnia, sometimes it's a lonely fight. And, you know, there's a lot of enemies, obviously. You know, I really appreciate the support, moral support, verbal support, through emails. I just really appreciate that. And, you know, I want to give my best to Father Joe. I want to give my best to George Rudman. I want to give my best to Mel Machina. I want to give my best to everybody down there, and especially to the Franciscan friars at the Croatian Ethnic Institute, who have just been wonderful in helping me with my book and just the way they treated me when I came down. And what I just want to say to my fellow Croatians out there is I want them to know that they should be very proud of their Croatian heritage, that Croatia itself is one, I believe, one of the great countries and one of the great cultures of Europe, especially of Central Europe, and that Croatian Americans have had an immense impact on American society, and that it's very important for Croatians to band together, to be proud of their heritage, to continue to foster close ties with their homeland, and to realize that there's not just one Croatia. That there really are two Croatias, one in Croatia itself and the other one in the diaspora. And one of our great accomplishments as Croatians, both in the homeland but especially in the diaspora, was that we provided many of the ideas, the financial support, the patriotism, the commitment over decades while Croatia was under Titoist occupation and oppression. It was the Croatian diaspora that kept the dream of national independence alive, that kept the dream of Croatia's cultural identity alive, its language, its faith, its belief in the future, its belief that Croatia's day in the sun will come. On June 25th, 1991, we fulfilled our 1,000-year-old dream of independence against incredible odds. A proud people rose up and fought one of the great wars of independence of the 20th century. Like the Irish, like the Israelis, like other proud peoples, we stood up and fought for our democratic and legitimate rights to be free and to be independent and to run our own affairs. And yet now, 13 years later, many of the same people, the same governments, that opposed our drive for independence are now seeking to slowly dismantle Croatia's sovereignty and national identity. And you see this all over the place. The big one is the Gotovina indictment and the ICTY. But you also see it now in steps to erase borders between Croatia, Bosnia, and Croatia and Serbia. You are seeing it now in the international community's blind eye to the persecution of Croatians in Bosnia, and you are seeing slowly the push to have Croatia enter the EU, not as a equal and full partner, but as literally a third-rate colony of Brussels and of Paris and Berlin. And that's why it is very important for Croatians to understand the fight for independence was not over in 91 or in 95 after Operation Storm. It continues to this day. And if we don't remain vigilant, we will slowly lose that precious, beautiful dream that we achieved on June 25th, 1991. And that's why I urge all Croatians to get involved politically, to get involved culturally, to stay active in Croatian affairs. Because without the diaspora, literally, it is like a man walking on one leg. Croatia can only stand on two legs. And the diaspora is a fundamental pillar of that.
Mr. Kuner, I'll thank you for your time, for this interview, and I wish you the best in your future work.
Oh, thank you, Ivica. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and like I said, for the Croatians in the United States, I'm always available for a radio interview or for anything I can possibly do for them.
Thank you.
God bless you.